Donald Trump has chosen Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. We have Donald on the phone to talk about it. Thanks for calling in, Donald.
Yes, thank you. You know, it's the highlight of your week to talk to me, Mike. It really is. And yes, I'm very excited about my pick for VP. I'm excited.
Now, how did you choose Governor Pence as your running mate?
Well, there were several steps to my selection process. And as you can imagine, there were a lot of people who wanted to be my running mate. A lot. So the first thing I did was take a list of the people who wanted to be my VP, and I eliminated anybody who hadn't retweeted me or liked any of my tweets in the past week. Boom. Gone. Get out.
That's a pretty arbitrary method, Donald. I don't think that's the way politicians do it.
Look, I'm here to shake things up, Mark. I don't care how politicians do things.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so next, I took pictures of all the potential VP's faces and placed them in different parts of my home. I then scotch-taped Ritz crackers on their faces and put a live chicken in the middle of the room. I then shouted, "Okay, chicken, peck the face of the candidate you like the most." So the chicken strutted and begacked all over the room and pecked the faces that he found most aesthetically pleasing, as per my orders.
Donald, that doesn't sound very scientific at all to me.
Nonsense. Nonsense. I'm pretty sure this is how politics works, Mark. So at this point, there were like six possible candidates remaining. So I wrote their names on individual slats of wood and hung them around the necks of six different lactating koalas. A beautiful animal, by the way. And then I had my maid Esmeralda milk the koalas. She's here legally, too, by the way. Whichever candidate's name hung around the koala who produced the sweetest, richest teat milk moved on to the next round. It was great.
I have to say, Donald, this is a pretty bizarre selection process. Why didn't you just do what an actual politician would do and research each candidate?
Turns out the Mike Pence koala and the Newt Gingrich koala produced the most identical tasting milk, Mark. Mm. It was identical. Mm. So next was a scalp massaging contest. I had Mike and Newt run their wrinkly yet masculine fingers through my lustrous coif of 80% human hair. And guess what? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
They both were equally tender and attentive scalp massagers, Mike. So I said, "Convince me, candidates. Whisper into my ears why you should be chosen."
I really don't want to hear any more of this, Donald.
As Newt Gingrich ran his delicate sausage fingers across my noggin, he whispered, "It should be me. Let me take you places you've never been." I like that, to be honest. Then it was Mike Pence's turn to woo me, and he did not disappoint, believe me. He leaned in, his hands delicately grazing the warm, liver-spotted crown of my head, still tender from my most recent hair rejuvenation treatment. I felt his warm breath on my earlobes as he caressed
Okay, all right, we get it. So Mike Pence is your pick. Best of luck to you, Donald.
Mike Pence tore down the huge wall around my heart, Mark.
Goodbye, Donald. Thank
Trump you. Trump 2016.